I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. It's off the charts, and Europe knows it. 100,000 migrants arrived in Europe over the past month. Some are refugees fleeing war or persecution. Others are not. And as we'll hear in a moment, many of them get deported. So far this year, more than 340,000 people have made it to Europe, which is already more than in all of 2014. And while many migrants continue to arrive by boat across the Mediterranean, this past month has seen a new pressure point emerge in landlocked Hungary. Authorities there have been overwhelmed by the number of migrants trying to get across one particular border crossing. My colleague at the BBC, Nick Thorpe, has been at that border and has been speaking to migrants. Orient us, first of all, Nick, where is this border and what are conditions like there?
I'm at the moment on the Hungarian-Serbian border, close to the city of Szeged. This is a place called Ruske, a place which is the favorite crossing point for migrants. It's become the favorite crossing point, partly because it's close to the main motorway, the main highway between, which runs right up through the Balkans into Hungary. So there's a huge amount of traffic on that. People coming up through the Balkans would often travel by bus as far as this border. Then they get off those buses and simply walk across the green border until now. Hungary has now built a fence. The deadline for completing that fence, it's a barbed wire structure for running 110 miles along the Hungarian-Serbian border, the whole length of it. But there are gaps in it where a river flows, where a railway line flows, and up those, through those areas, large numbers of people are pouring, about 3,000 a day, 50,000 by the end of today, just this month alone, 50,000 in August, 38,000 last July. That gives you a sense of the increasing numbers here.
Wow, that is just extraordinary. Tell me about any migrant that you met in particular whose stories really struck you.
There were a group of women and children from Kobani in northern Syria, obviously a town which has been on the front line of the fighting between the Kurdish Peshmerga and the Islamic State guerrillas, fighters there, the Kurdish fighters there backed by US and other airstrikes over the past year. A city, a town which is almost completely in ruins now. We know that more recently fighting has flared up again. It's still in Kurdish hands. But yesterday in this field where they sit in Hungary, this surreal situation of people from Kobani sitting in a cornfield in Hungary as the sun sets, people there, the women and children, presumably the men had stayed behind to fight, but the women and children, no one spoke English, but they wanted to do something for me. So the children sang me a song from Kobani about the resistance of Kobani, part of the sort of legends of Kobani, which are emerging among the Kurdish people there, defending it from Islamic State at the moment.
Wow, what a scene. You're there in this field and these kids are singing you a song about Kobani, the city that's practically destroyed.
That's right, yes. Another example, people from Aleppo yesterday, a man in a suit, wearing a suit and tie, completely drenched through with sweat. We've had temperatures in 36 degrees centigrade the past days, well into the hundreds, lower hundreds Fahrenheit. And he had insisted, he was coming on crutches, he had a bad leg injury, he badly needed to see a doctor, so he was supported. I said crutches. In fact, it was a stick broken off from a branch as he'd come up through the Balkans. He said he was a doctor from Aleppo. He was sort of limping up the track, but had still kept the dignity of wearing his full suit, his tie. Not even the top button had been undone.
And finally, Nick, how active are smugglers in this area?
They are very active. You go through the motorway, the highway, petrol stations, gas stations next to the highway, and they're everywhere. There are pretty dodgy-looking people sitting at the tables. There are migrants hanging around the edges of the areas, approaching people, cars suddenly driving away very fast, some vehicles with no number plates. Sometimes a plainclothes police car will give chase. So again, it's a kind of game going on. It's almost become a sport. Often they're driving in convoys, decoy vehicles, to try and shake off any attempt by the police to stop them. But there is much more of a crackdown now. But the sheer scale of it, so much money can be made by the different groups. It's drawn the groups to here. And the people are very vulnerable to that. The asylum seekers are very vulnerable to it because they want to avoid police detention. They want to avoid the struggle to get onto the trains. They want to get to Western Europe as quickly as they can.
Nick, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
That was the BBC's Nick Thorpe.